Is it appropriately new?
I think Barbara Steinfeld would probably tell you a lot. Something, Barbara, how many, 16,000?
It was great.
Yeah.
They love Portland, and there probably were about 2,500 people that attended all the events at least.
And approached the Travel Portland table to ask questions about what was, you know, was it really this cool in Portland, Oregon? Yes, it is really this cool. So what we've been able to do with a small amount of money is pretty remarkable, and it's this September, it's not only going to be TVA and Music Fest Northwest, which was called one of the 50 most authentic American experiences by Time magazine. There will also be Feast. It's a new culinary festival, the first major festival, culinary festival in Portland, where prominent local, national, and international chefs are coming together. The New York Post wrote about Portland. This Pacific Northwest city has long been known as a culinary mecca with excellent wine, beer, and coffee to boot. Interestingly enough, with its combination of international attention on our hometown, regular Portland features in major New York media outlets and television series increasing our audience appeal across the country, Portland has become a global cultural icon. The stage has been set for you as civic leaders to jump on an economic opportunity unique in Portland's history. By creating a TID, we'll be able to seize this moment and leverage the investment through an international media machine, I say, primed to devour anything Portland produces.
Thank you. Thank you all. So that concludes the invited testimony. You can go ahead and take seats. I just want to...
Thank you.
I don't know
Thank you.
How many are signed up, but I did want to recognize we have Metro Councilor Shirley Craddock, who also serves on the Travel Portland Board, is here as well. And I just want to recognize all the many hardworking people out there in the hospitality industry and Travel Portland staff who work very hard. And I just want to thank the Mayor's Office, the Revenue Bureau, Terry Williams in particular, Matt Grum in my office. Special shout out to the New York Times. just wanted to get those in because I know this is the first reading, and the second reading, you probably won't be here when we actually approve this.
One person signed up? Two people have signed up. Okay.
They are Crystal Linsky and Mary Eng.
Okay. Please come forward. Go ahead, Mary.
One thing I wanted to point out, in Los Angeles, what the Business Improvement District has done within Hollywood, my old neighborhood, they've employed contractors who deal with the chronic homelessness in the area. Very extreme chronic homelessness, much like Portland, shanty towns, tent villages, what would be considered third world circumstances in our modern environment. So I wanted to note that there seems to be no addressing of those aspects of it, because that often becomes, these people become perceived as an eyesore, and their human rights to housing are not recognized. And I would love to point out to you that in the Swedish constitution, housing is a human right. So I think with all of this attention for improving the economy, we also need to take into consideration the lives of the poor who are camped outside of City Hall. And I think also when you look at what they do in LA with the BID, there's often a large employment of physical force and brutality, so we may start running into the contracting of police-style brutality for the improvement of the business district, and that needs to be assessed. And then moving beyond those human rights violations of people who are perceived as business deterrents, it would be important to look at the environmental impact, because I think unprecedented growth and unlimited growth and market economic theory is very nice on paper, but if we're not looking at the fossil fuel cost of airplanes flying in, traffic problems, more cars, and more congestion, I think that is really contrary to what makes Portland a beautiful city in terms of our green reputation. So I would urge you to also include environmental impact statements with this plan.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Mayor. My name is Crystal Linsky, and I second the motion. I would like to add that this is not something that the circumstances just need to be considered. It needs to be a priority. A priority. You know me from the days I appeared here every Wednesday during my years of homelessness. And it's funny that I started calling Amanda Fritz Commissioner Fish because when she saw me, she would ask me how my living situation was. And things are just getting worse, so I want to commend the lady who spoke before me. I always said that I speak for 10,000 people, and I don't think my voice has yet been heard.
So, Chris, just to clarify, this is a tourist improvement district. That we have a separate business improvement district which does provide services for people living outside and for clean and safe streets. So,
but I just find it ironic that it seems like the priorities of the city aren't where they should be.
Thank you.
All right. This moves to a second reading and council consideration next week. I want to, while you're all here, thank you for your hard work on this. We have, as you've all said very well, we have an amazing city that will attract more people if they know about it. So this does it. I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for his leadership in bringing this forward, and we will consider it and vote on it next week.
May I comment? I have the honor of serving with Commissioner Saltzman on the Visitor Improvement, Visitor Development Fund Board, which looks at using hotel motel taxes to promote use of the Convention Center and other facilities. And I have been so impressed by Travel Portland's services from top to bottom and at every single event that I've attended. I'm very impressed that the hoteliers have been so involved in putting this together and are in fact asking to tax themselves and to tax their customers, knowing that their customers will appreciate having been lured here once they're here. Thank Councillor Craddock from Metro for her work promoting tourism throughout the region, because indeed we are one economy throughout what we do, and I'm very pleased to support this next week.
All right, we'll move to next week. We'll have a 2-minute break for those of you that want to get up and leave. For those of you who want to stay and watch local democracy happen, you're welcome to do that as well.
So there's the language.
Great, thank you. So I'm just going to keep it really open and refer to the big
Yes, that's right. It's on page 19.
And I decided I didn't want to put a page number, but I was going to make sure. Good job, Alex. It was great. I had a really